We are learning a new Masechta, Masechta's Tamid, starting Chaf Hayam Abayz, the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, V'shloisha mekom koymois ha'yikahanim shomer Beis HaMikdash. There were three places in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kahanim were a shomer. There was a din shmira in the Beis HaMikdash. You had to have watchmen. The Rosh explains that these watchmen weren't to protect the Genevis, because it's Einash, Nias, and Mokam Ashiris. The Beis HaMikdash was not the watchmen. Hashem watched over the Beis HaMikdash. So why did he need watchmen? So the Rosh says, first of all, it's a Gzeres HaKosev. The Pasuk says you have to watch it. And second of all, it was a kavod. It's a kavod to have watchmen on the Beis HaMikdash, even though you don't need them. Just it's a kavod to have someone who's not Masiach Das, but Beis HaMikdash at all times. So it says the Kahanim had three places where they watched. We'll see in the Mishnah Midos, the next Masechta, that the Levim watched the Beis HaMikdash in another 21 spots. But the Kahanim had three spots where they were shomer the Beis HaMikdash. What were the three spots? Beis Avtinos. The Beis Avtinos, one place was in the Beis Avtinos, that if you're facing the Heichel, if you're facing the Heichel, it's to the left of the Azara is a little room called Beis Avtinos. That's where they did the Ketairis, they made the Ketairis, and the head of the one who was in charge of Ketairis, his name was Avtinos, therefore it's called Beis Avtinos. The second place was called the Beis Hanitzos, that's the second place where they kind of watched. The first place is Beis Avtinos, second place is Beis Hanitzos. Where's the Beis Hanitzos? If you're facing the Heichel, it's the Beis Avtinos was to the left, I don't know if I said it right, but Avtinos was to the left side of the Azara. The Beis Hanitzos, if you're facing the Heichel, is to the right side and all the way to the front, all the way, like connected to Kachi Kadoshim, on the right is the Beis Hanitzos. The Beis Hanitzos was made, it was an open porch, it was an open room that had windows on all sides and the sun shined in it, therefore it's called Nitzos. It's called Beis Hanitzos, it was like an open room. And the third place where there was Shomer was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was also on the right side of the Azara. But, you know, it was connected like the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach was, but to the right of the Azara, on the right wall of the Beis HaMikdash. All these rooms were on the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they could watch it from the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, the Beis HaTinus on the left side facing the Heichel, the Beis HaNitzos on the right way in the front, and the Beis HaMikdash was on the right connected to the Mizbeach. Beis HaMikdash was a room that was built half in the Kodesh and half in the Chayil. And in that room, they had always had a fire burning to keep the Kahanim warm. The Kahanim slept in that room. And that's why it's called Beis HaMikdash, because it had a fire. So three places are Beis Avtinos, Beis Hanitzos, and Beis HaMikdash. Beis Avtinos, Dr. Mishtavaita, Beis Avtinos and Beis Hanitzos, Hoyalias. There was an upper floor. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means, but there was an upper floor. And the Haravim, the young Kahanim, who weren't scared, they stood on top of it and they watched the Hayashayim Misham. But Beis HaMikdash, Kippa was made like a keep, like a dome, and therefore no one could stand on top of it, and they watched it from the outside of the door. They watched it from the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, right by the door. That's where they watched it. And this Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Gadol Hayah, was a big room. Mukif Beroivdim Shel Even. It was surrounded inside by like steps of stones, and they used to sleep on it. Ziknei Beis Av, Yishenin Sham. The older Kahanim slept there. It was like a bed. There's these steps, these smooth stone steps that went up like one, like bleachers, and they slept on these bleachers. Mavteches Hazar b'yadam. They held the keys of the Azar in the hand. And to get into the Azar, you have to open the doors with keys. Pirchekuna, the young Kahanim, who had to avoid it the next day, they slept on the floor. Ish, they slept the floor. They slept on the floor. Ish kistei b'aretz. Kistei means like a small pillow. They slept with that pillow on the floor. Lo yishen in b'day kodesh. No one to sleep in their big day kuhuna. Elo hayiposhdim. They took off their big day kuhuna. Umekaflim. They folded. Menichem oisan tachas yishen. Put it under the head or near the head. Umeskasim v'ksus atzmon. And they covered themselves. They wore like, you know, technically like pajamas. They wore the big day chol, not the big day kodesh. Ire keri lechem hem. Let's say one of them got tumas keri, and now they have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. So what do? Yoytzei v'hoylech loy. They left the Beis HaMikdash b'mesiba through a tunnel that went under the Beis HaMikdash. Hayaleches loy tachas habir. That goes under the Beis HaMikdash. V'neirois dolkin mekan umekan. And in this tunnel, to keep it light, there were fires burning on both sides. Atchu megiel lebeis haTefillah. Until he reaches the Beis haTefillah, and they were tabled there. And in that Beis haTefillah, there were two things. First of all, there was the Madura HaYisasham. There was a big fire there. And they warmed themselves up at the fire and dried themselves after the tefillah. But before they were tovel, when you're tovel for carry, before you're tovel, you have to go to the bathroom. That's halacha. Before someone's tovel for carry, you should go to the bathroom. Therefore, beis hakisei shall cover. There's a beis hakisei covered there. Why was it called beis hakisei covered? Why is it honorable beis hakisei? Mizari kvayde. This was the kvayde. What was the kvayde? Matzai na'ol. If you see it locked, biyaduah shem adam. If it's closed, the door is closed, you know there's a person in there. Pasuach was open, biyaduah shem ein adam. You know there's no one there. So therefore, you made sure no one came in to someone while they were there. So, because if the door is closed, and they didn't have to make noise, they didn't have to make noise, say, oh, I'm here, because once the door was closed, you knew then someone was there. Yorah the Tavel, after they went to the bathroom, went to the Tavel, all of them stopped, they dried themselves up, when the Schama connected the Madura, they warmed themselves connected the Madura. And after that, they came back to the base of Maikud. Now, even though you're supposed to leave the base of Maikud when they're carry, and now they were Tavel, they're still a Tful Yoim, but the Rishonim say that they didn't make them go out the middle of the night. They could stay there the rest of the night, and then only in the morning they'll leave. They stay with their brothers, the Kahanim, in the room. Until the doors opened up, and they left the Harabais then until the night, until they come back to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the first Avoida of the day is Chumah Sadeshan. So, Misha, who writes a Litra Mesmezbeach, whoever wants to do Chumah Sadeshan, Mashkim V'Tayvel, they wake up early, and they have a Tayvel in the Mikveh. Every morning you have a Tayvel in the Mikveh if you want to do Chumah Sadeshan, because the Halach is, even if you're not Tameh, you still have to be Tayvel before you do any Avoida Mesmezbeach. So if he's going to want to be a chance to do Chumash Adashah, they have to title first, before the Amnuna comes and makes the raffle. So Mashkim HaTayvash, lo yav Amnuna, before the Amnuna comes. What time do you have to go to the mikvah? Chiv Eidah Shabbat Amnuna, when does Amnuna come? Lo yikol itim Shavah, it didn't always come at the same time. Pa'am Shubam HaKreis HaGever, sometimes it came the time of the Kriya Satanagol, which is like, you know, in the morning, like by Lois HaShachar. But some of the four, some of the afterwards. Some of the fun of Oy Ma'achra. They didn't come middle of the night, but it came around Eloise Shacha time. So if someone wanted to do Chumash Desha, make sure you're up by then and Tayvel already. Hamun above a Doifigalay. Hamun comes on from the outside, he knocks on the door of the base of Maikud. Main Paschulay, they opened up the door for him. Omelam, he came in. Misha Tavo, it was Tayvel, come, Yavi Fires, come, let's do the raffle. Who should get Chumash Desha? They did the raffle in the base of Maikud. Hifisu, whoever, they made a raffle, and Zacha, Misha Zacha, and whoever Zacha in the raffle, he's going to be the one to do the Chumash Hadashan.